Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Cage Match.
Doing Comics Cage Match a little bit differently now that we are broadcasting from home. Instead of having comedians in every week, we have members of the morning show facing off against each other. Tim defeated me last week easily, and so that means that this week, Tim is facing off against Lance Hildebrand.
A worthy opponent, Lance Hildebrand.
So I'm going to read a story from the news this week, and they're going to trade back and forth, and then Kevin will be voting on who is the funniest this week. A 36-year-old construction worker in Florida named Richard Hamilton didn't want to work last Thursday, but instead of calling in sick, he called in a bomb threat. It sounds like he was already on site doing construction at a water treatment plant near West Palm Beach, and he wanted to go home. So he called in the bomb threat. About 20 people had to be evacuated. Police must have traced the call because they questioned him, and he claimed he'd lost his phone. But he fessed up after they searched his car. He's charged with making a fake bomb threat, and a judge released him on $10,000 bond. First up, Challenger Lance Hildebrand.
A 36-year-old construction worker who called in a fake bomb threat. One thing this guy's not good at, constructing a good excuse.
Jen, that story was explosive.
Possible excuses he could have used to get off from work. Hey, I need a half day. Hey, the kids are sick. Oh, my car broke down. There's a worldwide pandemic, yet somehow bomb threat seemed to be the best option.
Lance, that joke was great, but I just, I don't know. Richard Hamilton, I can't help but think there's more to the story. I can't help but think there's more to the story of Florida's Richard Hamilton. I'm Florida's Richard Hamilton, and my story's not long. You just read the headlines, but listen to the song. It was a Tuesday morning. I had to work at 8. I didn't want to go in because my construction job is not great. I slave all day in the hot, hot sun. I just wanted to kick back that day and have a little fun. I know what you're thinking. I could have called in sick because Corona's everywhere. But I didn't think that'd do the trick. I admit what I did was a little extreme. I called in a bomb threat. Police came to the scene. It was crazy how quick the situation escalated. 20-something people had to be evacuated. Apparently, the cops know how to trace a call. They had all the facts. My back was against the wall. It took me a bit, but I finally confessed. They assigned me a lawyer, but he wasn't the best. Alone in my cell, so I wrote this song. I'd like to remind you, there was never a bomb. You probably all just think I'm a jerk, but at least I got out of work. My name is Florida's Richard Hamilton. My name is Florida's Richard Hamilton. And that's a stupid thing that I have done. But just you wait, just you wait.
Now I know why Tim texted me and said, hey, hoping you don't have any Hamilton jokes.
I think we can call it.
Wow.
More to it.
Wow. Well, I think we all agree. Lance, way to go. No, I mean, there's no contest.
Oh, my gosh.
Tim, that was awesome. And I guess I'll face you next week for Comics Cage Match.
I look forward to
it. Oh, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.